Binance Yield Arena, understanding the 29% APR offer. In the low-interest environment of traditional banking, a headline rate of 29% APR is a showstopper. Binance, the world's largest exchange, has just launched its latest Yield Arena promotion, featuring aggressive rates for users willing to engage with its structured products. But as every crypto veteran knows, yield is never free. It is a price paid for risk. This guide dissects the Binance offer, explaining the mechanics of dual investment, the engine behind the 29%, and compares it against lower-risk alternatives like the Cash Card's 4.9% variable APY on stablecoins. If you are holding idle cash in your card wallet, you need to understand the difference between lending and option selling before you click subscribe. Why high-yield products need scrutiny? Crypto card holders effectively act as their own bank managers. You are responsible for generating yield on your float. With inflation still a concern in 2026, leaving $5,000 sitting in a 0% checking account is a strategic error. The Binance Yield Arena represents the high-risk, high-reward end of the cash management spectrum. It allows you to potentially outperform the market by significant margins, but it introduces impermanent loss risks that standard savings accounts do not have. Understanding this trade-off is critical for anyone managing a Tier 2 spending bucket. How the 29% APR actually works, the Binance up to 29% APR offer is primarily driven by dual investment products. Unlike a standard savings account where you lend assets for interest, dual investment involves selling European-style options contracts on your crypto. You are effectively betting that the price of an asset, like BTC or ETH, will stay within a certain range or move in a specific direction by a settlement date. If you are selling high, you deposit crypto and earn high interest. But if the price skyrockets, your crypto is automatically sold into stablecoins at the strike price, capping your upside. If you are buying low, you deposit stablecoins. But if the price crashes, you are forced to buy the asset at the strike price, potentially accumulating a bag at a loss relative to market. The 29% APR is the premium paid to you for taking this directional risk. Binance 29%, Cast 4-9%, and the Aave middle ground. How does this structured product compare to standard stablecoin yields available to cardholders? Platform, product, APR, APY, risk profile, liquidity. For Kuan, Binance Earn, dual investment, up to 29% high, market direction, locked until settlement, Cast Card, stablecoin savings, 4%, 9%, low, platform risk, liquid, spendable, Coinbase, USDC rewards, 5.1%, low, regulatory risk, liquid, spendable, Aave V4, USDC supply, 6%, 12%, medium, smart contract, liquid, the Cast alternative. Cast recently highlighted their 4-9% variable APY for cardholders. This is a pure yield product. You hold stable coins, you earn interest. The rate is lower than Binance's 29%, but your principal is never converted into a different asset against your will. For a Tier 1 spending bucket, daily expenses, Cast is the mathematically superior choice because it guarantees your spending power remains constant. Three misreads of a dual investment APR myth. 1. The 29% is guaranteed interest. No, the APR is annualized based on the option premium. If you enter a 3-day product, you earn the yield for 3 days. You cannot compound it at 29% forever unless market volatility remains perfectly aligned with your bets. Myth 2. I can withdraw anytime. Dual investment products are locked. Once you subscribe, you cannot access those funds until the settlement date, usually Friday. Do not put your rent money or card spending float into this product. Myth 3. It's safer than trading. It is trading. It's just automated. You are selling volatility. In a violently trending market, e.g., Bitcoin pumps 20% in a week, holding spot BTC would yield far higher returns than the capped upside of a dual investment product. Tier 2 and Tier 3 buckets only, never Tier 1. Structured products like Binance Yield Arena belong in your Tier 2, growth, or Tier 3 preservation buckets, never Tier 1. Tier 1, spend, use Cast or Coinbase for 4-5% stable yield. You need this money to be liquid 24/7 for swipes. Tier 2, growth, Use Binance Dual Investment to sell high on your BTC stack. If the price jumps, you sell at a profit plus yield. If it stays flat, you earn high yield. This is a great way to accumulate cash for a future big purchase, like a car.